This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to a researcher who's looked at whether or not being nice pays off, both at work and in our personal relationships. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Shauna Singh Baldwin was obsessed with polo as a teenager in India, but hadn't played since moving to Wisconsin. An invitation to the Milwaukee Polo Club reignited her passion for the sport.
One sunny Saturday in July, I succumbed to an invitation to the Milwaukee Polo Club. It came from a friend, Courtney Ross, a nurse who plays polo. I had resisted visiting the club in Merton for years, afraid I'd want to play. My parents had indulged my teenage obsession with polo for 4 years as I played to national championship level and a scratch handicap in Delhi, till I came to Marquette University as a graduate student. Today, even in India, the game is known as a pastime for the champagne and caviar set. Avoiding construction on the expressways, I took Lisbon Avenue and headed north. Soon I spied the mansions of Merton through screens of evergreens and a massive First Baptist Church in a town of only 3,413. All down Main Street to the polo club, power lines restrained American flags and leafy boughs. I parked at one end of the 300-yard field. Players weren't riding each other off the line of the ball or galloping. It was a practice chucker, 7.5 minutes of play wafting up seductive scents of grass, sweat lather, and leather. I walked over to the horses and trailers, remembering my mare, Kibala, who lived up to the meaning of her name. What horror! Courtney was braiding the tail of her Kentucky-bred ex-racer, Soko. Her second horse, Hottie, rolled a gelid black eye at me and snorted gently when I kissed her nose. At 15 hands, these American thoroughbreds were taller than the Kathiawari mare I rode in India. Courtney buckled her knee guards, swung into the saddle, and cantered off, mallet in hand. I could not watch. I itched to play. Jim Huber walked over to chat. This 76-year-old retired lawyer is legendary in Milwaukee for booking and organizing Milwaukee's polo games, teams, and sponsors. Milwaukee polo is growing, he said, since announcer Danny Dance began teaching spectators the fine points of strategy. We play blue-collar polo, he said, invitingly. I yearned for that Centaurian oneness with an animal again, a breeze on my cheeks, the visceral crash of the ride-off, the delight of knocking that white ball clear of a melee of furry legs. But I thanked Jim Huber and stood firm. Then I felt a soft weight on my shoulder, Hottie's soft muzzle. Her breath warmed my ear. Polo trains your courage, focuses hand and eye, and teaches the resilience to remount after every fall. Other sports offer these, but only in polo will a horse like Hottie honor you with her cooperation and protection. Next season, maybe I will sign up for just one polo class. Wish me a horse like Hottie.
Shauna Singh Baldwin is the award-winning author of several books, including What the Body Remembers. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more info, go to wisconsinlife.org. Joining us now to tell us more about the sport of polo here in Wisconsin is the legendary Jim Huber, president of the Milwaukee Polo Club in Heartland. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So a lot of people, if they think polo, they probably don't think Wisconsin. What's the history of polo here in our state?
Actually, Wisconsin has a very, very rich history. Bobby Lyne, president of Schlitz, some 60 years ago, established the Milwaukee Polo Club. And it was one of the first clubs in the country, along with the Oakbrook Polo Club, to hire professional players to play polo. And that broke the ground for the pros entering the sport. And high goal polo was played at Beeline Field on Good Hope for several decades before Bob's passing and the Suns moved to Florida.
So for people who haven't seen the game firsthand, people like me, how does the game of polo work?
It's somewhat like hockey without a goalie. The length of the field is 3 football fields long, 2 football fields wide, 4 men on a team or women on a team. They're all assigned positions, offense, defense, or offense and defense. And there are 6 periods in the game. Obviously, the goal is to get the ball through the goals at the ends of the field.
Now tell us about the horses you ride when playing polo. Are they different than the horses we saw, you know, in the Kentucky Derby, the other big races?
Well, they're not different, and no. We ride all race horses. These are thoroughbred horses. We buy them off the tracks at age 2 or 3 when their racing career might be coming to an end. Maybe they're going to be 5 or 6 at that point. It takes us 2 years probably to get what we call a made horse. That is a horse that's used to the traffic, used to the mallet, used to the ball before they're made. At that point, they should be able to play polo until they're in their early 20s.
Now, what does it take to become a made human in that half of the game? How long does it take before you have confidence to get out there in the chucker and actually play the game?
I think that's relatively short if you get into a school and are taking polo lessons. Horsemanship is the number one factor, I believe, in a successful polo career. But you become so involved with hitting the ball or watching the other players that to some extent you forget that you are on a horse, and you improve much faster at that point because you've got a different emphasis. You're not worried about falling off the horse or having the horse react in a contrary manner. So I think it's a speedier process if you want to get involved in polo. Obviously, it's a real plus if you want to get involved to have ridden and have some horsemanship abilities.
Talking to Jim Huber, president of the Milwaukee Polo Club in Heartland, about the sport of polo here in Wisconsin. Now, is this a spectator sport? Can people show up at the events and see this done in person?
It's a great spectator sport. Milwaukee's known for tailgating. You simply drive out. We have fieldside picnic tables. Park your car alongside the field and enjoy a picnic. Our crowds have increased dramatically, particularly the last 3 years. We'll have anywhere from 400 to 1,000 people to a game.
And as I understand it, I think this is from a movie, you are, if you're in the crowd, obliged to, during breaks to go in and help fix the divots on the course?
That's a tradition. It's the social part of polo of turning over the divots that the horse has made so that the riders have a smooth surface to ride on. What it really amounts to is you get out in the field, maybe take your dog with you, visit with someone and one of your friends, visit and see who can turn over most of the divots.
Now, Shauna said in India and the United States, in that Wisconsin Life piece, that people think of this as a sport of the champagne set. You describe it, though, I hear, as a blue collar sport. So you play it blue collar style. Which is it?
It can be a champagne sport, perhaps it is, in Florida, where our highest goal polo is played. But basically, in my experience throughout the country, it is not. It is a crowd that can go anywhere from the teachers, nurses, machinists, bus drivers, to those who own their own company. You can really get into the sport at a much less cost than you might anticipate trying to get along with one or two horses. So it's both. The fancy polo is in the South or in Florida, but we can take any income player, and they get along fine.
And just showing up and watching the game, will we be able to follow it? You said, it's maybe along the lines of hockey. If we get the gist of get the ball through the goal, can we follow what's going on the field?
You can the fields are huge. Yeah, it's a long distance away if you're 300 yards long and 200 yards wide. So in that respect, the key is to have a good announcer. Danny Dance is a very talented musician on the east side of Milwaukee. Has been announcing for us for 20 years, probably the best announcer by far in the Midwest. He's often called to other clubs to announce for them. And so he's a key factor in helping all of our spectators appreciate the game and understand the game.
And I saw on your Milwaukee Polo Club website, somebody there had said one of the things they like best about polo is that it's really multi-generational. You get a really wide variety of people of all ages playing.
Yeah, that's true throughout the country. For example, this past weekend, I played. My son, who lives in Baltimore, umpired. He's usually playing for Baltimore. And my grandson came in and played for our team this past Sunday. So it's, if your grandfather played, your father probably did, or your grandmother or your grandson, your father did, or the kids have. And it will carry on. It has throughout the country for decades.
And are you seeing a growing interest in polo in recent years?
There is, primarily due to the number of women entering the sport. Several years ago, not that many were in polo. Today, the women are coming into the sport faster than the men. I think they're better horse persons in getting along with the horses. So if that trend continues, you can expect that at some point you're going to have a large percentage of women playing polo. And they do at times have their own tournaments, but by and large throughout the country, the men are playing on the same team as the men.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us and sharing the sport of polo.
You bet. Thank you.
That's Jim Huber. He's president of the Milwaukee Polo Club. We've been talking about the sport of polo in Wisconsin. I think I want to go see this sometime. I've never been up on a horse, though. I think I better start with some kind of pony ride with a handler first before I'd ever take a plunge like that.